More than 400 current and former Enron employees have filed a lawsuit against several company officials and the auditing firm Arthur Andersen. They're trying to recover money that was lost from their retirement funds when Enron went bankrupt. Their suit is one of several filed by employees against Enron executives. It claims the defendants encouraged them to buy Enron stock, as its price per share fell to less than a dollar, without disclosing the company's precarious financial condition. Enron stocks once sold for more than $80 a share. Thousands of Enron employees also have lost their jobs over the last few months. Some of them are trying to help each other. A former Enron office manager has distributed $50,000 in financial aid from a fund she started to help former colleagues. NPR's Wei Goodwin reports from Houston.
The day after she was fired from Enron, 35-year-old Rebecca Rushing had two good job offers. Rushing is the kind of super-organized, experienced office manager all kinds of businesses want. Rushing knew she was lucky, and she knew lots of other Enron employees weren't so lucky. So being the proactive type, she took it upon herself to start an employee relief fund.
And I'd put $90 of my own money in the fund to get it started, and we had another couple small contributions come in.
It was a good idea, but a couple of $100 doesn't do much. The fund looked like a nice gesture going nowhere. But then one day, the president of the bank where she set up the account called her. Someone had made a very large donation. Her fund now had $70,000 in it.
And I was just overwhelmed with emotion. I mean, I actually started to cry because it was like, oh my God, you know how many people are going to be able to help with this?
Rebecca Rushing had no idea who had given her the money. The check said it was from Friends of Schumer. Rushing was mystified. She didn't know who Charles Schumer was, never mind his friends. So Rushing called the man's office, a 202 area code.
I said, well, is he in? And I didn't realize who he was. And she said, well, he's not in right now. I said, okay, well, this is Rebecca Rushing. I'm calling from Houston, Texas, and I would just like to tell him thank you.
Rushing discovered that her primary benefactor was, in fact, New York Senator Charles Schumer. So on Thursday, Rebecca Rushing doled out $50,000 to help fired Enron employees pay their mortgage, utility bills, and food.
It's just so exciting that I was able to do something to make a difference.
The resulting press coverage has meant that the phone calls from Enron employees seeking financial help are pouring in. But Rushing says more people are calling to give money, too. Another successful employee endeavor is Anthony Wong's EnronX.org. Wong was a division project manager. After the company's collapse, Wong created a website that has become a major resource for employees to find jobs and communicate with each other and the outside world. He has helped reconstruct an employee community that had been blown apart by the company's collapse.
We actually tied not just the North American employees, but also ex-Enron Europe employees. We get email from people in Moscow, we get people from UK. There's a lot of Enron employees that actually got displaced. They moved to UK and couldn't come back. They have to sell their houses.
Companies have come to EnronX.org to hire Enron's fired traders. There is a message board that news organizations use to find employees to interview. There's a chat room for employees to talk directly to each other. This spirit, this idea of taking one's fate into one's own hands, seems to run the breadth of the former employees. Tim Dalton worked as a corporate security guard. He received no severance package, so one night Dalton got a brainstorm. Enron's competitors often referred to Enron as the Crooked E, referring to their logo and their aggressive style of business. But under the current circumstances, that phrase took on new meaning. Dalton decided to use it to sell T-shirts.
It was a fun venture. Hopefully we could help people and create a severance package. Sold well over 100 so far.
Among Dalton's favorite shirts, 50 Cents in My Retirement bought this T-shirt, Enron Gate, and last but not least, The Crooked E, How True It Is. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.